Time now on RNIB Connect Radio to talk cricket. Now, a few months ago, we told you about the Hemel Hempstead Cricket Club in Hertfordshire, which has recently launched. And after a few months, I thought we would check on how the club is doing. So joining me today are Richard Grayson, the club coach, and Steve Humphreys, one of the cricket players for Hemel Hempstead, who was a cricket player since the year 2010 and played for England against Australia as he qualified to play for them in 2012. Richard and Steve, thank you very much for joining me.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Steve, let's first of all start with you. Tell us a little bit about how you got into cricket.
Well, it did start at school. I played for my school and also for Welwyn Garden City, and then sort of took a big sabbatical, sort of working and things like that. And then in 2010, I lost my sight. My social worker and my dad and also my mum were looking for things for me to do, and they knew that I loved cricket, and they found it from British Blind Sport, actually. So I sort of went to London Metro, met with Rory Field, and just started playing from there, really. I just was trying to get out just to do things to take my mind off stuff, just to keep myself busy, and just loved it so much being in outdoors and something I really enjoy and love.
Now, when it comes to Hemel Hempstead Cricket Club, Steve, you actually helped to start it up. Can you tell us a little bit about how this came about?
There was nothing around, well, in Hatfield where I live, or even in Hertfordshire as a whole. And the closest place for me to travel was down to Highgate, which, because illnesses got the better of me, it was just getting harder and harder to sort of travel down there. So yeah, I reached out to Luke, sort of found his email address. He's the disability cricket officer for Hertfordshire, and I was just like, is there a visually impaired cricket team? And he was like, actually no, they've got all the other disabilities but just not visually impaired. So I sort of was trying to bug him about getting maybe some funding, and it just went from there. And then he put me in touch with Richard, and Richard sort of taken over the reins of organising it now.
Well, let's come to you then, Richard. We spoke to you at the beginning before the club launched. Tell us a little bit about how the sessions have been going at the club and how you found doing VI cricket.
So I've been learning a lot, actually, from Steve. We set these sessions up hoping that there would be some interest. I learned from Hertfordshire Cricket last year that there were only a handful of clubs in Hertfordshire offering any disability cricket. I was a little bit ashamed about that, in all honesty. So we offered to do that at Hemel Hempstead Town Cricket Club. But I also said to Luke that, you know, if we could specialise in some area, we'd be interested in doing that. And that was when he said, well, there's a need for blind cricket in Hertfordshire because there isn't anything. We're one of the counties without a club. And so we thought if we could find players, then that's something that we would want to do. And that, of course, coincided with Steve's interest that he's talked about. So we've been running sessions now since early May. We've had a couple rained off, unfortunately, but that's the English summer. We've been using the special equipment for visually impaired cricket, different types of balls that make a sound, larger stumps that are solid, the bails don't come off them, and that helps the batter and the bowler locate themselves. And of course, having Steve there as somebody who's represented his country for visually impaired cricket is just amazing, because although I'm a qualified coach, I'd no experience myself of visually impaired cricket. So I think now we're putting on really, really good sessions. We could just do with a few more players, which we might come on to talk about.
So, Steve, tell us a little bit about how you found getting back into cricket at Hemel Hempstead and how you're finding the sessions.
It was daunting at first. Obviously, I've been communicating with Richard on email. So anytime you meet someone new, you don't know if you're going to get on or anything like that. And we just hit it off straight away.
Yeah.
Richard's been absolutely superb. Like Richard said, the weather a couple of times have been bad, but we've sort of left it to the really last minute. If it has been raining, we would wait and wait and wait. But it's just been a breath of fresh air again for me. I've sort of got a new lease of life again, to be honest, getting out there.
If people would like to, you know, get into VI cricket, Steve, you know, some people may not have ever played it at all. Some people like yourself may just be getting back into it. What would be your message to people to encourage them to get into VR cricket this summer?
I would say give it a go. Don't be afraid. It's very team orientated. Everyone's so nice. The parents that I've met, people are all always intrigued about how it works. Yeah, just really don't be afraid about being hit, because it doesn't hurt.
And Richard, let's finish with you. If people were interested in giving this a try, how can they reach the club?
So we've advertised this on the British Blind Sport website. So they can just go to events and type in visually impaired cricket, or I think Hemel Cricket will do it as well. British Blind Sport website shows that we're running sessions till the end of July, but we will go into August as well if there's enough interest. So if people are only picking this up on a podcast in a couple of weeks, and it looks like there's only one week left, we probably will have more going. It's really just a question of getting in touch with me. And if people listen to this much later after the summer is over, they can contact me via the Hemel Hempstead Town Cricket Club website. And my aim would be that, next year we can get some friendly matches going with other clubs, and then maybe get a league team going in future years, so that Hertfordshire is properly represented in this.
That is fantastic. Thank you very much, both Richard and Steve, and hopefully you will have some more players soon. But that is Hemel Hempstead Cricket Club. If you live in the Hertfordshire area, do give this a go. But for now, Richard Grayson, coach of Hemel Hempstead Cricket Club, and one of the players, Steve Humphreys, thank you very much both for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks so much, Hubert.
Thank you.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.